Good afternoon and welcome everyone. It's time for our offering. I'm going to ask everyone in this aisle to please stand and follow the usher's direction from the rear. Thank you.
Would everyone on the east side of the building, please stand. The ushers will direct you from the back. And greeters. Thank you. All right, I promise this time I'm going to be a big boy. I'm not going to cry. I ask now that you receive our very own composer, organist, musician, all around. It's a beautiful thing. Let me start here. Since I've been here doing these musicals, last year, in the last couple of years, we've had a special guest, and I was scrambling trying to find one, and I thought to myself, we have a homegrown genius amongst us. And we talk about the history of this church, the origin of Ebenezer, but we have to continue making history. We over-historize, but don't do anything to go forward sometimes. So today, Brother Jay Tillman, I asked him, because I wanted to incorporate the spiritual in the concert today. As we all know, the Negro spiritual plays a vital part in our history. In any black church, whatever church you're a part of, you have somewhere down the line sang a Negro spiritual, or heard your grandma sing a Negro spiritual, or you sang a song and you didn't know it was a Negro spiritual. So Brother Jay Tillman is coming to debut his set of spirituals for cello and piano, and he won't be doing all three of them. He'll be doing two of them, and he's going to come now. I heard these pieces at his recital about a year or two ago, and I remember being backstage, Uncle Barry, and I was shouting just like him. It was so beautiful, I couldn't contain myself. And so receive now Brother Jay Tillman.
Amen. Come on, if you're having a great time, let me hear a resounding amen. Amen. Thank you. Let's give Brother Isaac Moshe a hand clap. Come on, he's doing an awesome job. Amen. Amen. He truly is. Well, good evening, Ebenezer. I am so happy to be here, honored to be featured on this year's musical. And to be playing with me this evening is a great friend of mine and a member of the Austin Symphony Orchestra for 27 years. Can we give God a praise for my great friend, Mr. Charles Pruitt? Come on, stand up, Brother Charles, so they can see you. Praise God. Amen. As Brother Moshe mentioned, we are going to be premiering. I've already done the third movement, but the second and the first have yet to be heard. And you will be the first audience that's going to hear movement number one called Every Time I Feel the Spirit. Don't you know that tune already? Come on, let's sing it. Every time everybody feel the Spirit moving in my... Yes, right, exactly. Good, good. The second one is going to be the third movement of this piece, which is Deep River. How many remember that one? Deep River. Yes, yes. My home is all... Look at y'all. Come on. Good, good, good. Sing, sing. All right. So if you hear it at any time, I don't mind you singing along. Just don't sing too loud. Amen. All right. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy, amen, Every Time I Feel the Spirit and Deep River. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. know she has to leave, but I wanted to acknowledge Jay's mother. She's here. She came all the way from Dallas. Stand up, mama, so they can see how pretty you are. Yes, ma'am. We're such good friends. I got on the phone and I called his mama today. And I said, you gotta come here, Jay, today. All right, you all.
My shepherd, he goes before me, defender behind me. I won't fear, I'm filled the anointing, my cup runneth over, no weapon can harm me. I won't fear.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He comes before me.
He goes before me.
No fender behind me.
Fender behind me.
I won't fear.
I won't fear.
I'm filled with anointing. My cup overflowing.
My cup's overflowing.
No weapon can harm me.
No weapon can harm me.
I won't fear.
I won't fear.
Hallelujah. I'm not alone. He's my comfort, always
close. He always guides me
through the mountains and valleys. Joy is refreshing.
Joy is refreshing.
He restores my soul.
Restores my soul.
Mercy and goodness. He gives me assurance.
Give me assurance.
Glory,
I'll see His glory.
Face to face,
face to face.
Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am not alone. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. He's my comfort, always holds me close.
So I will walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me. My victory, your spirit lives within me. Your peace, my victory, my victory, your spirit lives within me. Walk in your peace. My victory, your spirit, it lives within me. Walk in your peace. My victory, your spirit, it lives within me. Walk in your peace. My victory, 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 my victory. Your spirit lives within me, so I will walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me, my victory, my victory. Your spirit lives within me, so I will walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me, my victory, your spirit lives within me, so I will walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me, my victory, my victory. My victory, my victory, my victory, my victory, my victory.
Hallelujah, I am not.
Welcome Sister Linnell York to join us here soloing from Houston, Texas.
have a testimony. How you're not the same. How he made you over. How your life has been changed. Some of you have a story of how he made you new. How he brought you out.
Amen. Now let us invite Pastor Brian Keith Denman to, he's the composer of this next piece we're getting ready to sing, and he's doing a marvelous job. He's the pastor of Greater Harvest Baptist Church there in Houston, and he's the founder of that church. And he's going to come now and solo on this piece with me. Brian is my friend, my brother, my cousin, and everything else mixed in between.
He's been keeping me all the days of my life. Anybody got that testimony? He's been keeping me all the days of my life. We come to testify about this man. This next song is a familiar story, but a new song. It tells a story about a woman who was on her way to fetch her water. And there was this man that was standing there that didn't have anything to dip with. Asked her for a drink, and she said, you wouldn't be asking me for a drink. You know what you really want. And he began to tell her, I came by the well to see you today. Cause today is the day that your life is going to change forever. The Bible says when she left there, she left her water pot there and she went into the city and said, come see a man that told me everything I ever did and told me who I am right now. But she said, when I left there, I was healed, I was freed, and I can tell somebody I have the victory. Anybody got the victory today? Help me tell this story. Hey, choir. I was at the well one day.
I'll never forget it.
I was searching for a better way. Yes, I was.
I didn't even know it.
But Jesus was already waiting on me. But I did not know. My whole life he could already see. Yeah. But he didn't judge me. And he did not condemn me. But he broke the chains, gave me a second chance, and told me, start all over again. Come see a man.
Come see a man.
Oh, a man at the meeting place. Come on and see a man.
Come see a man.
Oh, although I've never seen his face, come see a man.
Come see.
He told me everything about me. He said, I'm healed. Said, I'm free.
He gave me victory.
Come see a man.
Come see a man.
Yeah. I was at the well one day. I was seeking. I was looking. For a better way.
I didn't even know it.
But Jesus was already, he was already waiting on me. But I did not know that my whole life, he could already see. But he still didn't judge me. He never would condemn me, but he broke the chains, gave me a second chance. He told me, I want you to start over again. Come see a man.
Come see a man.
A man at the meeting place.
A man at the meeting place.
Tell somebody, come see a man.
Come see a man.
Although I never. And see a man.
Come see a man.
When I met him, he told me everything about me. He said, I'm healed.
Free.
He gave.
He
told me I was healed.
Free.
He said, you've been free.
Free.
He gave me.
He gave me.
man.
Come see a man.
He's waiting on you to.
He's waiting on you to.
Come on and see a man.
Come see a man.
Whatever you need, you can.
He's waiting on you.
If you need healing in your body.
Come see a man.
There was a woman with the issue of blood. She heard that Jesus was passing her way. Yes, she did. So she pressed her way through the crowd. He's waiting on you to come on and see a man. Yes, he is. You can tell somebody when I met Jesus, he turned my life around. Come see a man. Whatever you need, God's got it in his hand. He's got it in his plans. Come on and see a man. Whenever you know in your spirit, whenever you're down in your spirit, come on and see a man. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. He's a shelter in the time of storm. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a waymaker. Come see a man.
Come on today.
Come on today. Come on today. Come see a man. Come see a man. I'm here for you. He told me I was healed,
free.
He gave. He told me that he had healed me. That he had healed me. Free me, yeah. Come see a man.
Come see a man.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Anybody glad you went to see a man named Jesus? Anybody glad you went to see a man named Jesus? When you got there, you said, I'm healed, I'm free, and I've got the victory. Somebody clap your hands. Bless God. Bless him for this marvelous choir.
The church say amen. Amen. How our hearts have been blessed on this evening, being blessed by the music. But we will be remiss if we did not afford you the opportunity to accept Jesus as your own personal Lord and Savior. And so at this time, we want to extend the invitation to anyone who wants to come and accept Jesus as their Lord. powers to extend. It was yours to accept or reject. May God bless you.
My hand to heaven above. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You kept me from danger, seen and unseen. It's good to know you're always watching over me. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You let me see. My life, you spared my life. You spared my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Spared my life. You spared my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You spared my life. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Let me see. Touch me this morning with your finger of love. You woke me with the right conception of my mind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, oh Lord, you let me see.
For you long, but I want to thank you all so much for being here on today. This concludes our annual Music Hour, our 42nd annual Music Hour. Thank you all so much for joining us this afternoon. I've said this before, I know you're a Christian if you come to church on Sunday morning, but I know you're saved if you come to church Sunday afternoon. So I know you all are saved. I want to highlight a few people. I want to ask, is Brother Wayman Fowler still here? Is Brother Fowler still here? Brother Wayman Fowler, stand up, Brother Fowler. Brother Fowler helps our music ministry. He comes to rehearsal and he makes sure the ladies get to their cars and he looks out for us. Thank you so much, Brother Fowler. I didn't have a car for about 2 weeks. My car was in the shop and Brother Fowler, we spent the whole day together. He took me home and we just had so much fun. I also want to thank Kanika Pendergrass. She's our media lead. She's in the media booth. You can see her through the window. Oh, or either she's upstairs, one of the two. She designed this beautiful program and she does it every year. And I always think, well, how can she top this? But she finds a way to keep going higher and higher. I want to also thank Sharon Owens, who helped print these programs. She works in our office to help print the programs. I want to, let me thank some of the ensembles, the men's chorus. They sing once a month, and Dr. Leroy Davis is the director. Where are the brothers? If you're a member of the men's chorus, can you please stand? I want to recognize you. Amen. All right, y'all can sit down now. Thank you so much. I'm trying to do this fast because I'm hungry. I want to also thank the Doris Wilhite Handbell Ensemble. Wherever you are, if you will please stand. Stand wherever you are. Members of the Handbell Ensemble, would you please stand? All right. And I also want to thank the wonderful Sanctuary Choir, who I'm the director of, and they roll with me every time I call them. If you're a member of the Sanctuary Choir, would you please stand? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I also want to thank these wonderful musicians. You all see on the... sitting over here, Dr. Marcus Rhodes. He's the director of the Houston Tillerson University Concert Choir, a professor of voice. Since his second year, he's been here in Austin with us, and we're so happy that he's here helping us. I want to thank Miss Precious Coleman. She's an accompanist. She comes up once a month. And y'all know Brother Jay Tillman, who played all that music. I think Jay and I, we probably argued all the way up until this concert, and we'll be back friends this afternoon. I want to thank Jordan Clark. Stand up, Jordan. He's a bassist. They're a student at Houston Tillerson. Calvin Shepherd, he's helping us. He's one of our guest drummers today. Stand up, Calvin. Dr. Janice Bryant, who's the director of the Handbell Choir. Stand up, Reverend Bryant. Never mind, stay seated. She's very difficult to deal with. Dr. Leroy Davis, where are you? I'm sorry. I'm almost through. I want to thank these guest choristers. I'm going to call their names if you'll stand with Icy Monroe, who did the soprano solo on Virgie Dewitty's Praise You the Lord. Nicole Taylor, I think she's over here. Veronica Williams. Curtis White. Anitra Blunt. Aaron Bourgeois. And, oh my goodness, Davin Smith. If you want to see a clown, that's Davin. Okay, I think I've gotten everybody. If I didn't call your name, I'm going to count to three, and I want you to say your name. Ready? One, two, three. Okay, all right. So don't say I didn't give you opportunity to have your name called at the musicale. All right? Thank you all so much. Thank these wonderful musicians for being here with me. Dr. Franklin, Miss Lewis, Miss McCauley, so good to see you. Brother Bruce Shelby, we sang your song today. He wrote The Majesty. Thank you so much. I'm going to go. Everybody, thank you all so much for being here. And we hope to see you again next year. And I promise you I won't cry. I'll be a big boy. Thank you so much.
When this man does the hard work that he does, so many hours, plus his traveling, he has the time then to come back. He lectures us, and he gives us some looks. Now, I know when you all see him from behind, and when you meet him, he greets you, and he has this warm smile. But I'm going to tell you a little secret. When his back is turned to you, he has a scowl on his face. And it's written in big letters that says, if you make another mistake, I'm going through this floor. So we've got to, he is our gift. His his aunt made him a gift to Houston Tillotts University. Dr. Quinlan, who had to go leave, made him a gift to us. And now we've got him, and we are praying every day to keep him. So, this is a small token. And then, of course, we had to give you, hold on just a minute. So I can take the tag off.
Okay, oh, tag.
Wait a minute, right there. Golly, wait a minute. That's it. This is our gift for another year. We love him.
Thank you so much, Dr. Marshall.
And we plan to keep him.
Thank you so much. Y'all, thank you so much. Dr. Marshall, I hope I'm not that mean. I really do love y'all. I'm not that mean. I forgot to thank my family and friends for coming. If you all will stand, I have so many friends and family here who come to be with me. And it's so special to me. Because my grandmother, who was so special to me, you all can sit down. Two of her sisters are still living, and that's both of my great aunts. They're here, and stand up. And if you saw on the news, my great aunt Andrea, she received a Congressional Gold Medal on behalf of the Hidden Figures, whatever it's called. We were there in D.C., and I took that picture with Nancy Pelosi. So thank you so much for being. I'm so proud of her. She's awesome. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much, Pat. And thank you, Pastor Robertson, Deacon Robertson, Trustee Shoaf. I have gone from having one boss to three. Trustee Shoaf,
Deacon Roberson and Pastor Robertson. Pastor Robertson, I hope that you can learn how to play dominoes.
Okay, I got a couple of announcements before I deal with that. We have some keys here. If anyone has lost their keys or if you're giving your car away, we would need to get them. We need the paperwork. And I also need to, Annie Pleasant, your ride is here. Sister Annie Pleasant, your ride is here. Let everyone say amen. Amen. Weren't we blessed tonight? Amen. We definitely are grateful to the work of Ebenezer Music Ministry. Amen. They told me I had to tolerate Moshe when I got here. I said, okay. But now that this musicale is over, I can begin my domino teaching lessons again. Amen. But we have truly been blessed, not just this day. We've been blessed by the music ministry of Ebenezer throughout the year, throughout the month. We're grateful for their service, to see them not just sing. Most of the servants of Ebenezer come from the choir. They work while they sing. They serve while they praise God. And we are truly grateful. And so we like to give them all one big hand. Amen. Not only do they bless our church, but they also bless our community. And so we do want to thank each and every one of you who have come, not only to share in person, but we want to thank those who shared virtually this experience. What a wonderful, wonderful music experience we've had on this day. Amen. And if our hearts and minds are clear, and we're ready to go. Let us stand for the benediction. Gracious Father, we make ready to leave this place, but never your presence. We ask for the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit. Let it fall fresh on us. Let it keep us. Let it bless us. Lead us and guide us. Direct us and keep us. Bless those, the Heavenly Father, with traveling grace, those that are going just miles away, those that have to get in planes. We pray that you bless them to make it to their destination safe. We pray that you continue to bless our music ministry, continue to bless Brother Moshe and all of the musicians and all the singers. Bless them as they have blessed us on this day. And we'll be careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We just ask for the blessing, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.